Iran shuts down anniversary protests and stifles a ministry. Death threats in India make Christians unwilling to testify. And a biblical discipleship program answers Japan's growing divorce rate. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iranian protests formed yesterday as rumors were violently dispersed. Crowds gathered to mark the 10th anniversary of a student uprising against the Islamic regime. Since the heated elections in June, the government is cracking down on certain civilian activities. Sat7's Terry Ascott says they broadcast comforting Christian shows that discuss living in tension.
But the truth is that many of the satellite channels, including ourselves, are blocked from certain parts of the country. And I'm not sure how they're doing it. It's some new technology, because until now, it's not really been possible to block multiple satellite channels coming into the country without uplinking interference to the satellite.
The interruptions happen mostly in the capital of Tehran. Ascott says what does get through meets ready hearts.
Certainly people caught up in this kind of change are perhaps more open than ever to the gospel of Christ.
Pray the interruptions will end. Next, every day, intestinal worms rob hungry children of precious nutrition. 1 in 3 people worldwide suffer from it. Food for the Hungry says it's what gives a child a shape of hunger, distended bellies. Food for the Hungry is taking action, though, says Andrew Crawford.
We've been delighted to have been invited by the Burundi government to participate in the National Health Initiative through supporting their efforts to rid the country of intestinal parasites.
Last year, they funded 7.8 million treatments. Because of the lack of communications infrastructure in Burundi, Crawford says the church is a strategic link.
It's estimated that about 90% to 95% of the people will be reached through the church. And so we can really pray that as people are served with medicines and are reached with the message that the events are happening, but they'll be drawn closer to Christ, because they're brought in proximity with people of faith.
The government supports this approach. Your $100 gift can treat 2,000 people. You're listening to Mission Network News. Death threats against Christians in India are stopping them from testifying against their persecutors. Last year, Hindu radicals organized 4 months of attacks on Christians, according to International Christian Concern. Now that the cases have made it to court, gunmen are searching for any witnesses. Some people who have promised to testify are now refusing to speak. Without their testimonies, it's unlikely a just sentence will be given. Pray for God to keep these Christians from harm. Elsewhere, 1 in every 4 marriages in Japan now ends in divorce. The issue has been a source of concern for a society in which families are a core strength. Asian Access's Tim Clark is working with a pilot program called The Marriage Course by Alpha.
Many start the course with a little bit of skepticism and hesitancy, not really wanting to go deep into discussion. But both non-Christians and Christians are finding it to be a great way to ease into discussing important matters that are crucial to the health of their marriage.
The Alpha Course is a basic introduction of the Christian faith. From it came a 7-week study for marriages. Clark says interest is rapidly growing, and they're beginning the Japanese translation of the course materials.
There are very few resources in Japan for strengthening marriages and families. And so many churches are recognizing this need to strengthen marriages, both the marriages of church members as well as the marriages of their friends and others who aren't a part of the church.
And discipleship is underway in Congo after an evangelistic campaign to 13 villages near Kama. The Grace Ministries team used both tracks and the Godman DVD to share the gospel, which resulted in 461 coming to Christ. Training and teaching for church leaders took place last month at GMI Bible College in Kindu. The school hosted a 2-day seminar for pastors as well as in several of GMI churches. Pray for the campaigns that will continue through the end of the year. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every day from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.